Shelby County United Fund in the midst of its 2019 drive. Executive Director of the Scuffy Information, because sometimes I don't know if she's going to tell me everything she knows, is Angie Davies.
Good morning, Johnny.
Tell me everything you know.
Everything?
Well, related to the drive anyway.
Well, early May is right, because May 1st is the end of our drive, so it doesn't get much earlier than that. So that would be 3 weeks from yesterday, I believe.
May 1st.
May 1st, yeah, 3 weeks from yesterday. And it's very, very slow.
Mm. Which isn't totally out of the norm.
No, it isn't.
But is there another very there, more so than normal, or...?
I don't know. Maybe it was the way that spring break fell this year. Whatever. I mean, you know, you can look for a lot of reasons. But what I had Barbara do yesterday is, because we're at about almost 39%. And I said, man, we should be at 50% by now. And so I said, look up where we were last year this time. And it's not comparing apples to apples by any stretch of the imagination. But it does give you a little bit of a direction of where you think you should be. Well, last year this time we were at 34%, and I was like,
well, go figure.
Okay, well, maybe I'm not, you know, maybe it's okay. We're kind of right on track. It's every year, and you and I have this conversation every year.
We do.
All of our big stuff doesn't come in until about the last week, with very few exceptions.
Yeah, midway point of the drive on the calendar doesn't equate to midway point with the funds you're seeing.
Absolutely not. Yeah, absolutely not. So Eric Glasgow, our drive chair, keeps asking me, is it time to panic yet? And I keep telling him, I'll let you know when it's time to panic. But just kind of a call to action out there. If you haven't made your contribution, you're one of our city county givers, you know, either come by and see us at 126 North Harrison, give us a call over the phone. We'll take your pledge over the phone, because we don't need payment right away with the pledge. So just call us, 317-398-6231. Or you can go on our website, www.scuffy.org. If you have a PayPal account, or if you want to use your credit card, you can also call us at the office. So, I mean, we'll make it as easy as we can for you to contribute. For those of you that are employed with one of our larger employers, if they haven't come around yet and talked to you about their Scuffy campaign, go to your HR department or go to your supervisor and say, "Hey, isn't it Scuffy time?" You know, they're probably trying to work it in, and we know a lot of times it's one more thing that they're trying to work around, and we try to be certainly mindful of that. But anything they can help us to get a little more sleep at night would be nice.
So May 1st, now to also mention that date very quickly, it is the end of drive dinner.
That is the end of our drive dinner. It's at Maxim Events. I believe cocktails start at 6:30, dinner starts at 7. It's $20. Can pay at the door, we'll be sending out email invites to those that we know generally attend or whatever. But certainly anybody is welcome. Just give us a call at the Scuffy office and we'll put you down for that. And we've got some great sponsors for our end of drive dinner, and I didn't write them down, so I'm sure I'm going to forget someone, but we have McNeely Stevenson, and we have C-Tech Beatty, and we have Shelby Materials, and we have Core Vision, and I believe Runabom Construction. We have five or six of them. So, and of course, what that helps us do is we do comp several tickets. For example, for our art winner contest that we just this last week surprised with the bicycle, a Loper fifth grader. So, you know, we have them and their family. We have obviously our drive committee that has worked so hard. We don't really like to charge them then for coming to the dinner and celebrate. So, you know, they're tickets that we comp, and when we have our sponsors, that helps us offset that so that we can make sure that all of our funds, as much as possible, go to supporting those 12 agencies.
Well, let's put a focus on one particular item on the calendar that's coming up involving Scuffy, and I'll let you do introductions for the guy you brought in who looks like he's maybe injured to today. He won't be able to take part, but he insists that he will be.
Oh, yes. I have with me Dave Fisher, who's on our obviously on our board. He's also one of our industry labor drive chairs, has been for many years. Dave and I have been active in Scuffy together for over 20 years. And he is the chairperson this year for our Scuffy Golf Tournament. And if you remember, now last year we got completely rained out, yes. So we didn't have one. But for probably about 5 or 6 years prior to that, it was an event that was run through the Shelbyville Middle School. And they decided, you know, this year they no longer wanted to run that event. So several of our board members who are golfers decided they would take that up and try and run the event. So we have our Scrambling for Scuffy. Dave, you want to let them know when it is?
Sure, Angie, thanks. Scrambling for Scuffy is Wednesday, April 24th, with registration at 11:30. A.M. and the shotgun start at 1 p.m. and it's out at River's Edge Golf Course. River's Edge Golf Course is, of course, the course here in Shelbyville, previously Bear Chase, and the course is in great shape. They have done marvelous work out there. And I'm really eager. I've played out there already twice this spring, and with the changes that Wanda's made out there, it's really getting back into shape.
Yeah, and it's $50 a person. So on the foursome, which includes their lunch, their green fees, and their cart, and we'll have hot dogs and brats and chips and cookies and all of those good things for the golfers. And it should be a great event. So far we have I think 7 teams we just figured out signed up. So obviously it would be nice to get some more teams than that. Our deadline to pre-register is April 19th, which is next week. So, you know, we do still have some time, and we know that there are some folks out there working on getting additional foursomes. So we're hopeful to, we're really hopeful to get to 13 or 14 teams if we can.
I really would like to have 18.
He'd like to have 18, yes. Dave would like to have 18, but we'll be happy with the...
We will still register teams on the day of the event also.
Absolutely.
But it would be much better if we knew who was coming. And the course would like to know that also, of course.
The course would like to know that. And Dave would like to know that because you have to make your little...
Well, the entry form itself actually sets the teams and everything. And the course will want to put, you know, name tags on the carts and everything like that so that... that we know where we're supposed to go.
And see, I'm in charge of lunch. I don't know any of that. So.
Angie is not a golfer. I've discovered that.
If you're a solo ride guy, you don't have a team, can you go ahead and sign up and hopefully you guys can hook them up with somebody?
Yes.
Absolutely, we will do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Now, is the word scrambling in there, scrambling for Scuffy, is that indicative of how well the play will be that day, or is that just simply a golf scramble?
It could be both, Johnny. But, yes, that does describe the type of tournament we're going to have. A Florida scramble is the common term for that, where you'll have hopefully 4 people on a team, and they will all be able to drive the ball off the tee, and then you'll go choose the best drive, and then everybody will gather their other balls up, and everybody hits from that point. And so you take the best shot, basically, off of every shot. And I know Angie is going to do some other additional fundraising activities that day. There's going to be the hula skirt for the guys, so that for $20 they can get that skirt and tee off the ladies' tees. And we're going to do the traditional yard of string to, in case you have that putt that ended up 1 inch short, you get to use an inch of string and avoid the extra stroke. And
something about mulligans.
Oh, mulligans, yes. There you can, for $20, you can buy 5 extra shots per person. So each person for an extra $20 gets an extra 5 shots. So that's all pretty traditional stuff for you golfers out there. But we should have a really great day out there. As I say, the course is in good shape. This is a wonderful cause, of course. As Angie said, she and I have been involved with Scuffy for, well, I've been involved for 21 years. I'm very proud of that. And I've been playing golf for 59 years. Kind of tells my age there.
That's when I was born.
Well, you're much younger than I am. But
I hope that didn't sting at all.
No, I'm very proud of my age. I can't quite shoot my age, but it is always a good goal to have. But Scrambling for Scuffy will be a great event. I'm sure we'll fill the field, and we'll have a great day.
Well, it's the first tournament, I think, of the year. Is that right?
I think they had something.
Did they already
last
have one?
Some kind of event, but it is
it's an early one. So, you know, a lot of times towards the end of the year or towards the end of the season, you know, they've had so many tournaments, and I think people get a little bit golfed out. I know that doesn't not for a golfer, but you know. So hey, for those of you who've been itching to get out there on the golf course, now's the time. I saw that the River's Edge Facebook page has been doing a great job of promoting us as well. So, if you have any questions, give us a call, 317-398-6231, and we can take your registration over the phone. You can pay over the phone. You can pay the day of the event. We try to make it as easy and painless as we possibly can.
And this is a tournament, too, that has moved to a weekday. And for you non-golfers who think, well, why would you want to leave a weekend? Well, find me a golfer who doesn't want to leave work to go golf. So this actually seems to work out pretty well.
That's what we're hoping. Yeah, that was the whole thought behind it. Because, of course, in the past when the school ran it, they didn't have a choice but to do it on the weekend. So we were hoping that, as you said, people are more willing to take an afternoon off or get an afternoon off from their employer who's supporting Scuffy to go and play rather than give up one of their weekend days where they want to spend time with their family.
Well, I know that not every, but a lot of our employers around here really promote doing community service
exactly
for their employees and let them do that on company time. And boy, I can't think of a better way to do community service than combine that with Scuffy and golf.
Hey, there you go. Yep.
That's pretty good combo.
It is.
That
indeed
should be it. So
Wednesday, April 24th, mm-hmm. Scrambling for Scuffy. Mm-hmm. You can contact the Scuffy office and take care of all the paperwork and the registration. Mm-hmm. Anything else? I know there's other things coming up on the docket as we count down these final few weeks. Anything else we should throw out there right now?
Be ready for the roadblock.
True, yes.
That's April 27th, unless I have my date wrong. It's the Saturday before the end of the drive.
Okay.
So I'm pretty sure it's
the
27th.
That's right. Yep.
And so we'll be at the Mechanic and Harrison.
We'll be out at the Walmart area, too.
We'll be out at the Walmart area at the Progress Parkway and whatever that one is. The Rotary always takes care of that one for us. We're still trying to work out with the Walmart doors, so we'll see. But we're definitely at those two intersections. And I know a lot of times we'll have people, they'll come through our intersection, they'll get back to Walmart, they get hit up again, they've gone in through the doors. But when you go, if we get them stationed again at the doors, you know, you've got our cute little Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts out there. Who can say no to them? You know, nobody. So and then our big end-of-drive dinner. So and this coming Monday, we're going to be at SeaTac Beatty. Every year they have a big chili cook-off.
Yeah, right.
And that is a very fun event. So I never have any problems getting anybody to go out there.
I was
going
to say, I've never been a judge for that.
Well, you want to come?
I would love to.
Would
be
you
able
like
to
come?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Well, so Dave's coming too, and we have judges. Then Jay DeMoss from Fiddler's comes as the guest celebrity, yeah, judge, and so we have we do that, and we judge the chili, and we judge the cookies, and really by the time we're done judging the chili, because I think last year they had like 15 entries or whatever. So,
oh my goodness!
So by the time you've even had just the small little tasting cup, you don't really
have your lunch.
You've had your lunch, and you don't have. But they have such fun. They are so supportive. Always have been, the entire family, Dana and now of course Kyle is our assistant drive chair, Kyle Beatty, and so we're going to have a great time doing that and seeing who wins the judge's choice, and then they also have the people's choice. They have to vote with money to come up with their people's choice, but we just get the vote by tasting, Dave.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
He's on with that.
And I will work the cookie table, too, if you want to.
Yeah, we usually have a hard time because I'm serious. By the time
you're
done with the chili, we're all just looking at the cookies going, that one looks good. I think that would be fine.
I'll save a little room.
Okay. So we'll have lots of folks out there. Those are the big things coming up right now.